I lived in about 16 squats when I was at St Martin's over the 3 year period, because we just kept getting moved on, and we lived in, I was with this boyfriend who I'd met at UEA, and we moved to, oh gosh, where did we live? We lived in, off Tottenham Court Road, there was a big squat called Huntley Street, and before that, actually, the main place I lived in was Cleveland Street, which was near Great Portland Street Station, and I lived there for 2 years, and that was a really crazy, you know how squats could be really crazy, well that was really crazy. And then I lived in, after that, the final year I was at art school, I lived in Trentishoe Mansions, which was on Charing Cross Road, which was directly opposite the art school. So that was great. So I actually got down and got some work done, finally, because I was told, I'd already been told I was going to fail my degree at the beginning of the second term of the final year. I had this really awful meeting with the tutors, and they said, you know, you're going to fail your degree. So I just had to really get, because I just remember going home and being sick and just thinking, God, I've just wasted all this time, you know, because a lot of it had been taken up with squatting and moving from place to place and campaigning, you know, to keep the squat open and that kind of stuff. And so I actually put together this book about this squat that I lived in Cleveland Street, with photographs and drawings and everything. Big book, it's somewhere in here probably. And that was my sort of piece of work for the final show. And I did some series of photographs as well. By that time I'd really got into black and white photography, and I was, you know, seeing the image come up in the tray of developer. I just got really keen on that, and I spent a lot of time in the dark room, and I had this idea of sort of comparing, because the squat we'd been in was demolished, sort of comparing it to these pictures of demolished buildings from sort of his art history and from the war and things like that. And so I managed to get through and got a 2-1 degree at the end of the course. So, but it was, I worked harder than I ever worked in my life. You know, I just worked all day and most of the night. And of course, as soon as I got the degree, I just went straight back to doing nothing at all again. But I had realised that you could actually achieve something through working, through sitting down and doing work. So that was probably the main thing I got out of St Martin's.
But it was as a consequence of doing something that was your life.
Yeah.
Rather than something abstract.
It wasn't a fantasy, no, it was real, it was very real, yeah. It was because the people in the squat were so extraordinary. And the experience there was so, it was a very strong experience, nothing like I'd experienced before.
This was the final squat, the penultimate squat. Sounds like you said it was really crazy.
Cleveland Street, it was that one that was... I think I lived there for about a year and a half. Trentishoe Mansions was just like living in a block of flats, really. It was a bit crazy, but it was nothing like Cleveland Street. And there I had a big room where I could arrange everything and work on it, because somebody was supposed to take the room and they haven't taken it, so... They let me have it for 6 months, and it saved my life, I guess, because you could literally see St Martin's front door. And there was one of those amusement arcades opposite. Bing, bong, bing, used to make noise all night, you know, so it was easy to stay up.
Kept awake.
Yeah.